Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Do you want to talk about the Grit Squad, the B Squad yesterday coming through? I thought this was pretty amazing. The normal top four in an everyday Mike Shildt lineup. Luisa Rise, Fernando Tatis Jr., Jackson Merrill, and sometimes Jake Cronenworth has been up in the top four.
What about Manny?
Manny's there too, but you know those four guys are four of the leading hitters.
Hold on. Yeah.
They had zero hits from any of them.
Right.
Arise went 0 for 5, and the other three didn't play. And they still got 12 hits in the game.
They did.
That's pretty incredible.
It is.
They got that kind of production.
I'm sorry. That's just a very cherry-picked
it is cherry.
By not including Manny Machado in the top four hitters.
Four of your top players, though, you got zero hits from. You know, you got nothing from Arise, who had been... You know, getting like three or four a game for the last week, and then three other guys who didn't play, and you still managed to get 12 hits in the game. It was pretty cool.
Baseball is a weird, weird game.
I need you to do me a favor.
Sure. I do favors.
I need you to model for me.
Okay.
For our YouTube audience, at least. We have the Padres Aloha shirt giveaway. You've seen Don Orsillo a few times, probably. You've been watching Padres baseball on the mini yacht out displaying the Aloha shirt presented by Motorola that's going to be given away during the Padres-Cubs series coming up on the next homestand. That is, which game is that, the Monday or Tuesday
Monday
game?
Night.
The Monday night game. And we actually have tickets to give away today for that Monday night game for the Aloha shirt. First 40,000 fans. It comes in 5 fan-friendly sizes. It's totally up to you. You're off camera right now, so you can... You can safely remove your shirt without everybody seeing it.
Not
bad.
How's the bod look? Look.
Pretty ripped.
Better, right?
If you want to get on camera and show everybody? Whoa. Woodsy giving us a peep show this morning. So here's how you're going to win the tickets to the Padres game. We're going to do one of our sounders. And since it's an Aloha shirt with a nice island theme...
Is really struggling.
Is that the youth large size? What do we got going here?
Yeah, that's XL.
It's medium. Actually, it looks pretty good on you.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
You look so relaxed.
You do look
like you're on island time.
You look like you're on island time. So here's the sounder to win. The next time you hear this.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy.
Next time you hear Island Boy, call in at 833-288-0973, and the fifth caller is going to win the tickets to the Padres-Cubs game on Monday to get your own Padres Aloha shirt, which Woods is now modeling on our YouTube stream.
Yeah, I like it.
Rod says Woods looks Samoan.
All right. Weird. Miami Vice. This is an XL, Mike, and it fits pretty well.
Once you got it on, it actually does fit quite well.
I'm going to Hawaii this year. I will 100% bring this with me.
Sure.
Yes, I only have a couple of Hawaiian shirts.
And, you know, they're always sponsored, but I love that the actual Motorola on the sleeve is the same as the one on the jerseys that the Padres wear their Motorola patch on the jerseys.
I may wear this on the old round table today.
Why not? Yeah,
you never know.
Looks good on you, actually.
Yeah, I like this. Cool.
Very relaxed and comfortable.
Yep.
I'd like to, real quick, this does not count for the tickets. Do not call in.
Do not call in.
Don't call in.
We are changing the sounder.
Oh, you're changing it.
I am changing the sounder. It's still the Island Boys, but I forgot we have this gem.
Oh, yeah, the Padres won. If you're seeing this wrong, your team got smoked. Yeah, yeah. That's right. The Padres won. Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
Padres.
That is better.
That's better. Right?
Let's switch it to the Island
Boys.
That is
the key to call next time. Not right now. Somebody's already calling. Stop. Hang up.
Next time. 833-288-0973. Fifth caller will win the tickets to the Padres Cubs game on Monday. And then we had another pair tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right. So
tomorrow also for Monday's game.
So a couple chances to win.
I think they've upped the quality of these.
Oh, they've undoubtedly
across the board in
recent years upped the quality of the giveaways.
It's not stretchy. Don said the other day it was stretchy. It's not stretchy. But it is soft and it is cozy.
I stumbled across an Instagram reel the other day, and it was this guy who went across all 30 teams, went through their promotional schedules, and picked the, in his opinion, the coolest item for every team throughout the year on giveaways. And it was really fun to watch. I think it was the Orioles or the White Sox. Somebody's giving away a real radio that is shaped like the ballpark.
Oh, that's cool.
It's an AM/FM radio that works. And it's like a little, you put it on your desk or something. That one was cool. The Padres item that he chose was it's a kids giveaway only, but it was the City Connect glasses.
Oh, nice.
And they looked awesome. His logic was every little leaguer in San Diego should have these, and they will.
The kids are all big fans of the Tatis. Like, Tatis has changed the world with his you know, baseball specs that he wears. My 4-year-old wore them to school all day yesterday. He wore them, and then when I picked him up, he had them on the top of his head.
Well, kind of like beach volleyball glasses.
Kind of, yeah,
that
yeah.
Come to baseball.
They're huge, and you'll see them in adult league. You'll see the guys all have the big, they're almost like goggles now. And I'm
Merrill kind of gets credit maybe for the bead chain.
Yeah, the bead chain 100%.
That's a big thing.
They all wear those too. Every little league game you see, man, it's Padres changing the world out here. That's how we do it.
I've seen pictures of like parents with kids that are, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old now, and they got like Evo Shield guards.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got all the accessories.
Yep. You'll see the kid with the oven mitt in his back pocket sticking up out in minor B. He's 8, 9 years old.
My buddy posted a picture of his son and like two of his buddies, and they are decked out. And he goes, they don't know what half of this stuff even is supposed to do.
Nope.
But it looks cool, and that's all they care about.
It's so funny, man. It's so funny. The eye black, you know, the way that Jackson does his
smear
eye black.
It down.
Tatis, when he was doing the cat, you know, Bo, that's the first eye black he wanted to wear. I mean, it's a thing.
It's funny that kids don't seem to want to emulate your friendly neighborhood sportscaster with polo shirts.
Not
and
anymore.
Slacks
no,
every morning.
Not, it's very weird. Maybe back in the day they did, you know, but definitely not now. This is an XL, JW, and it fits pretty well.
It does. It does. No, yeah, it's not slim fit, but it's definitely not too loose.
No.
You're an XL, which is, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
On being an XL.
Thank you.
I've been bordering on getting down to XL lately, which is, I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
Been a double X for many years, and I am starting to border at least on the threshold of XL.
This fits well.
You look like you would fit in on the White Lotus.
Oh,
you do.
I absolutely would fit in on the White Lotus for many reasons, but this being one of them. I will keep, this is mine. I'm going to keep this. I'm 6'1".
You've got White Lotus, Walton Goggins, Both haggard, but on a tropical vacation
backstory,
vibe at the same time.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Little tortured backstory.
Yeah.
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 Dad issues.
What a... Yeah. What a friggin' show. And what a finale. Oh, my God.
In
we didn't
typical,
talk about it.
Typical Paul fashion, I started season one of the show, finally. The FOMO... I guess the FOMO started to finally kick in.
Yeah.
It's been about 4 years, I think, since season one aired. Started it yesterday. I think I killed the entire first season. Just... blew through it.
It's just fantastic. It's outstanding. And then season two is incredible in Sicily. Loved it. Mm-hmm. And then this season, people were saying this one was more of a slow burn, but I didn't feel it, man. I didn't feel a slow burn. There was one episode where I was like, eh. But the rest, were I was salivating. And I loved the finale. I loved everything about it. I love the backstories that are coming out about it now.
I haven't watched the finale yet. I'm up to the finale, but I haven't watched the last episode. But I think what I've loved about every season of The White Lotus is it really captures, if you're ever lucky enough to go like on a week-long vacation
yeah.
somewhere, and you start to like get to know the other people
yeah.
who are there at the pool, and you keep running into the same people over and over again. And either you learn a little bit about them or you kind of imagine their stories.
I love the imagination.
They're like, okay, what's this? What's the story with this couple and this family and you know where they're coming in from? And you go and you know you just kind of interact with these randoms that you'll never see again. But for the week, they're like your neighbors.
Yeah.
And you're with them the whole time. And that's what The White Lotus is. It's these separate people who are all coming together, and they kind of are there at the same time and with all different wild, crazy stories.
It's highly worth it to if you don't have Max or whatever to get it. And Gemstones is on there, too. I'm getting through the last season of Gemstones right now as well, which is pretty good. It's a little bit campy for me, and those are all my favorite people. But it's still a little bit campy. But... Lotus is great. I mean, it just is so, so well done and tells such a good story. So, Johnny, we just talked about Bogey. We literally, in the last segment, just talked about Bogey. He's off to a really good start.
Something I do want to bring up, and we can get more into it, I think in the roundtable as well, but I felt like this last road trip is a bit of a ink blot test as a Padres fan. How do you view 3-3 road trip? Glass half full or glass half empty? Because you can I think, legitimately go either way. You can go bunch of injuries, didn't hit with runners in scoring position, all the good vibes from the opening homestand, didn't do the same things. You know, if they keep playing like this, they're gonna set themselves up for a fall. Or you can go, man, they fought their way to a 3-3 record, even though they didn't have all their players and their best stuff. They didn't get great pitching. They still managed to win some games. That's what winning teams do. What a great sign for the San Diego Padres that they went 3-3 on this last road trip. I mean, you really are identifying yourself as what kind of fan you are by how you viewed the last six games.
I think for me, man, you know, the crap weather in Chicago that they also had to play in, you know, they also had to play in it as well. And
yeah, but they live in it.
They live in it. They weren't trained for it, as we, you know, we talked to somebody about it this week. It was crap. It was crap weather. The injuries, you were again, in my mind, the way I looked at it yesterday is I went, great, you won that series, you lost that other series, it's fine, man. You come home 3-3, that's a successful road trip. The injuries kind of make it where you two ways to look at that, too. You look at that and go, man, what a devastating road trip. 500 road trip, and we lost a couple of guys. Or you say, 500 road trip, and we lost a couple of guys? I'm happy with a 3-3. And that's the camp I fall into.
It's totally different if those are three long season-ending injuries.
I mean,
you expect Jackson back in the lineup as early as next week. You expect
yep.
Fernando and Crony maybe this weekend, maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you look at the pitching staff, especially the starting pitchers, and you go, all right, guys, we have to stop giving freebies. Like, you're walking way too many guys. Dylan Cease got pounded in that game. Michael King battled in his start. Randy Vasquez was really good, man. Again, but the walks from the pitching staff is really bugged me to this point. They're better than that. But, yeah, hopefully they can, once they get home, you know, back to familiar territory against, again, a lesser team, certainly, in the Colorado Rockies. You know,
I mean, all three of the wins were one-run wins.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to win every – they have won every one-run game. I think they're 5-0 now in one-run games.
Yeah.
Not going to win every one of those. So you are playing with fire a little bit
yep.
if that's how you're going to try to make your hay. But I think ultimately Padres did a good job getting to 3-3 on that run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially starting the first two, you know, 0-2. 0-2 to start that road trip, and you know, came back and
took
won,
three or four.
Took three or four. So take it every time.
All right, we have Don't Do This is coming up next on a Thursday. Tyreek Hill back in the DDT headlines yesterday, if you missed it. And I don't know if it's a don't or a do this story, but I want to get into the story of the it's an Indianapolis Colts offensive lineman that I thought was fascinating yesterday, and I ran into of his story, Braden Smith, and what he is dealing with and has been dealing with and why he missed the end of last season. We can talk about all of that coming up after a check of traffic. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about Prize Picks, daily fantasy for everyone, over 10 million members. And by the way, that was important to me when they approached me about trying Prize Picks and said, hey, we want you to talk about this on the radio. I wanted to make sure I wasn't just jumping in with a fly-by-night operation. Prize Picks has tons of members. They've paid out billions of dollars in winning. So they were there yesterday. You know they're going to be there tomorrow. You get your money fast when you win, and you can win a lot, up to 1,000 times your cash, by running your game with Prize Picks. All you're doing is picking more or less on player stat projections. So essentially, you're setting a fantasy lineup every day between 2 and 6 players. And in baseball season, really fun to do. Like yesterday, Randy Vasquez strikeouts more or less, Manny Machado hits more or less. Put them in your lineup and win real money with Prize Picks. When you download the app at prizepicks.com, make sure you use the code KWFN. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So that's a bunch of free play to get you started here at the end of basketball season, as well the playoffs coming up. Lots of opportunities. You can cross your sports together however you want to play. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. That was your best yet.
Thank you.
I felt the emotion.
Yeah.
Really, you
got in a character.
You sold it. Yeah. You got a character fully. All right, I will start. I always like to reserve judgment, at least, when you don't have a ton of details and no charges were filed. But at some point, you lose the benefit of the doubt in DDT. And
maybe you stop dating. Stop getting married. How about that? Maybe you're not meant for relationships.
Tyreek Hill is well on his way to the DDT Hall of Fame.
Oh my God.
Police yesterday called to the home of the Miami Dolphins wide receiver for a domestic dispute. Actually, it was on Monday, according to the Sunny Isles Beach Police Department. Sounds like a pleasant place.
It does.
Officers responded to a call from Hill's mother-in-law, who told them Hill was, quote, very aggressive and impulsive, and that she was afraid for her daughter. According to the mother-in-law, Hill and his wife, Keita Vaccaro, got into an argument. He threw her laptop to the floor before grabbing their four-month-old daughter and heading to the balcony of their 35th floor apartment.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, that is pretty scary sounding. According to TMZ, Hill was served with divorce papers the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, man. This is like 12 incidents with Tyreek Hill. Maybe you stay
single. Fool me once.
Maybe you just stay single. How about that? Just stay single. Just don't date anyone and don't attack women.
I mean,
Or drive cars super fast.
Carry weapons.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things he shouldn't be doing at this point.
Didn't he beat up his kid, too?
I'm losing track, honestly.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, he's not Antonio Brown yet, but
he's close.
Yeah, it's starting to get in that direction.
It's really, really close. Listen, anytime you're a professional baseball team and you have a chance to twice in a week take a dump on probably your most famous former player, Roberto Clemente, you got to do it. You have to do it. Pittsburgh Pirates are trying to explain away again the disappearance of fan-funded Bucko Bricks. And the delay in their return to PNC Park.
Are these like the bricks in
Gallagher Square? Correct.
Fan bricks? If they just disappeared one day, I think Padres fans might be unhappy.
We have a brick. We have a family brick. It's not cheap. It was not cheap to get. I would be pretty pissed if the Padres dug it up and threw it in a recycling plant, which is exactly what happened to the Bucko bricks at PNC Park. They'd been removed as part of renovations done outside the stadium. And they missed their goal of having a new display that was going to list everybody's name on it, ready for their home opener on April 4th. 10,000 of these things were sold back in 1999. Messages honoring deceased family members, leading to some, you know, people. They're like, hey, man, I bought this brick for my dad who died, who loved the Pirates. I would come here at games and go to his brick. Touch the brick, see the brick, whatever. Well, they yanked them all up. The fans started looking, going, where's my brick? My brick is gone. And then they did a little digging. And again, they found them at a recycling plant in the area. They just dumped them.
Pirates have a big, maybe they won't notice five going this
100%.
Way.
They just covered
an ad up on Roberto Clemente's number. Dig up the bricks. Hey. Maybe no one notices we do these things. Yeah, people do notice.
Now, the proceeds from those bricks, by the way, went to the Roberto Clemente Foundation. What else can you do to this family in the last week? So they just can't get out of their own way.
Seems like a pretty easy one to avoid.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing but positive vibes for our most beloved member of our organization.
Correct. Who died, by the way, on a missionary mission, delivering food and water to a ravaged country, died in a plane crash. Like,
teams are allowed to make upgrades, they're allowed to make changes to their ballpark, but if it has anything to do with Roberto Clemente, maybe just play it forward in your head.
Yes.
just take 5 seconds and go, how will this go over?
Yeah, so they said, we respect, appreciate, and understand just how meaningful these messages are. We share in that feeling. We've been actively planning to develop and unveil a more permanent display for these special messages to honor the enduring support that our fans shared then and continue to share in our future. We look forward to sharing those details soon in celebration of our 25th season at PNC. Man. It just, everything they do is wrong.
It's not a great franchise.
It's not a great franchise.
All right, finally, do this.
DD mega do.
You know what? I'm going to make it a do this because anyone who can overcome this kind of diversity, at least try on the road back, deserves some credit. And I am talking about Indianapolis Colts veteran offensive tackle Braden Smith. What a story this is. So Braden Smith missed the last 5 games of last season. It was referred to as a personal matter, but they didn't get into the details. He was going through something privately. But now, in an interview with the Indianapolis Star, Smith is talking about why he left the team. And Smith was battling a particularly rare and unique form of obsessive compulsive disorder. I had never heard of this, but it's called religious scrupulosity. The 29-year-old, according to the International OCD Foundation, religious scrupulosity differs from the healthy practice of religion because it's driven by anxiety over engaging in actions that might offend God or be seen as blasphemous. This creates obsessive behavior, including constant prayer, repeated repentance that begins to dominate a person's daily life. And Smith said, I was physically present, but I was nowhere to be found. I didn't care about playing football. I didn't care about hanging out with my family, my wife, my newborn. I was a month away from putting a bullet through my brain. He would spend hours a day just praying and praying for forgiveness because he felt like he had done something wrong or committed a sin. Anytime he had like a bad thought that went through his head, he then had to spend minutes or hours like trying to pray it away, feeling the anxiety,
the guilt
and the guilt that came with it. Now, what's also interesting is how he has gotten it treated, and he is back with the Colts for the offseason. He began seeing a psychologist after confiding in his wife, and then he went to Mexico where he started using a psychedelic that is not legal in the United States but has shown some promise in treating mental health in scientific studies, said it's helped him quite a bit, and he's back. He reworked his contract with the Colts and is back. Good player, 29-year-old, trying to resume his football career after this incredible battle with OCD.
How wild is that? Goes to Mexico and takes some, you know, ayahuasca-type route or something and completely has made the turnaround. The anxiety brain, then, is one that is... It's hard to, if you don't live it, it's hard to understand. The obsessive compulsive disorder is, if you don't live it or live with someone with it, it's hard to understand. Getting that thought in your head and having to get it just rattling around up there all day to the fact where it's like, no, I'm going to burn in hell, so I need to pray this away all day. Yeah, it's going to take your focus off of things like football and your family and all of that. Just What a crazy story, but what a great comeback for him. It's incredible.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Can get you an early Masters update if you'd like when we come back.
I would like it.
Plus, go through the rest of Major League Baseball yesterday as the Dodgers tried to avoid a sweep, a walk-off in the Giants-Reds game. And more. We will recap it all coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's my favorite thing to talk about because they are a total life-changing place. It's QC Kinetics. I have a very dear friend that texted me last night. Hey, what I'm thinking about going to QC Kinetics. What can I expect? So I told him. So he went and did his own research, Ben. He went on the Google review and found a review from Bill that said, my elbow was killing me. I couldn't hardly pick up my surfboard, couldn't work out, couldn't hit a volleyball. It kept me up at night. I heard about this place from Woodsy on 97.3 The Fan. I was still skeptical, but the pain sucked. Just got my last injection today. I'm back to surfing, volleyball, working out. They rock. By the way, Carla is wonderful. Thanks, guys. It's the exact same review that I would leave. The thing that put me over the edge and sent me to QC Kinetics was when, at the time, I bent down to pick up my two-year-old, and I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't lift him. And I said, all right, we've got a problem now. You've got a problem, and it's your terrible wrists. And went into QC Kinetics, got treatment on both wrists.
You got
wrists.
A problem.
I just said I did. It was my wrists. But went in, QC Kinetics, got treatment, five treatments in each wrist over the course of about 5-6 weeks, whatever. And now back to doing everything that I love to do. And it is 100% thanks to QC Kinetics. So if you're living with that joint pain right now, like I was, like Bill was, get back to surfing, get back to playing golf, whatever it is, call them today, 619-614-PAIN. That's 619-614-PAIN. They are QC Kinetics, locations in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Free consultation when you call 619-614-PAIN.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Still very early in the Masters tournament in Augusta, Georgia, but the golfers are on the course. The lowest scores so far, 2 under par. Got five golfers currently at 2 under. Chris Kirk, Aaron Rye, Brian Harman, lefty, who's just coming off a win, Stephen Jager, and Joaquin Neiman, all at 2 under par on the front nine. And then a bunch of guys at 1 under, including former champ Zach Johnson, San Diego's Michael Kim at 1 under par, Corey Connors at 1 under par, a few others, and then some of the leaders just getting teed off, or some of the top
favorites.
Players. Yeah, Scottie Scheffler just played his first hole, made a par. He's at even as he gets his defense of the green jacket title, going for his third win in 4 years at Augusta National. Really, all the top three players in the world, all playing for history. I believe only Jack Nicklaus has ever won 3 Masters in a 4-year period. So Scottie Scheffler can match that.
Yep.
Rory McIlroy, obviously, is going for the career Grand Slam, which would be a huge golf history if he would win. They're kind of the two biggest favorites. But then the number three player in the world, who really not many people are talking about, is Xander Schauffele, who, of course, won twice last year. And if he won the Masters, he would currently hold 3 major titles. Only 3 golfers in history have ever held at least 3 modern major titles at the same time. Tiger Woods, of course, had the Tiger Slam, held all 4, but Jack Nicklaus and Ben Hogan are the only 2 other guys who have ever had 3 at the same time, and Xander can do that with a win this week at the Masters.
We're in a Masters pool with Chris Ello and Matt Scraby, and Dominic just said Scraby was complaining that you stole his picks in the Masters draft.
You can't steal someone's pick. There's a draft order. I happen to go in front of him and pick guys that he wanted to pick. You have a Scottie Scheffler.
I do.
Ludvig Åberg.
Yep.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Yep.
And Tony Finau.
That's right.
I picked Rory.
Yep.
Shane Lowry, Bryson DeChambeau, and Corey Connors.
Good picks.
Let's see. Chris has Colin Morikawa, Cam Smith, Joaquin Neiman, and Will Zalatoris, long shot. And then Scraby ended up with John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Victor Hovland, and Jordan Spieth.
Good picks. Good picks all.
No one picked Xander, though.
Nobody.
And that's, I think that's because of the form. He was injured, had a rib cage injury, missed most of the first 2 months of the year, has only played 3 or 4 times since. Although his last outing, he looked like he was starting to get better into form, so we'll see how he plays this week. Certainly no reason he can't. He's finished second at Augusta. I think he's been top 10 most of the last 6 years, so there's no reason to think that Xander can't be a factor this week.
What time will that tournament wrap up on Sunday, Ben?
Usually around 3 o'clock. You get a game?
They have a game at 1.
Ah, yeah.
Not ideal, all the things I have planned this week. My Masters viewing is going to be very, very limited this weekend, but I will try to catch it when I can. I do love the tournament very much. I like all the pomp and circumstance. I like all the funny stories. I like the difficulty of the course. They were interviewing guys yesterday. They said, hey, what would a 15 handicap who's never played here, would they break 100? And almost to a man, everyone said, absolutely not. I mean, there's just no chance.
I don't think I could. I might not break 100.
No.
Especially playing from the back tees.
Well, they said play wherever you want. You're not going to break 100.
Well, I don't know if they even have other tees at Augusta.
They just have the ones. The tees.
The tees where you play.
Like women, like the women members play there too?
Well, they do have women members now.
Yep.
And they must have some sort of tees at this point. It'd just be too hard for, it's too hard for most people to play at 7,400 yards or whatever they have it set at now. 7,555 yards. It's almost as long as Torrey Pines now.
Yeah.
And plus all the treacherous greens and the creeks and the trees, everything they've got.
The hilliest place on the planet.
You don't really see that on TV, but incredible slopes. And on the greens, too, they're very... very slope.
So, I watched the par 3 contest yesterday, a little bit of it. I was at the gym.
Did you see Poppy McIlroy?
So Poppy McIlroy is Rory's little daughter, and she stepped up, Paulie. She had about a 20-footer downhill.
Straight downhill.
When I tell you that this little girl walks up with dad's putter, has no idea how to hold it, you know, she's 3 or something. Paulie, when I tell you she tapped it this, ready? She tapped it an inch, and it... rolled 20 feet down right in the hole.
Took about 30 seconds
to go all the way down.
And Rory and Shane Lowry were both standing there like watching and going, this has a chance to go in. They're like watching it just trickle slowly down the hill. And then with about 4 feet, Shane Lowry like puts his arms in there like, this is going to go in. And like 5 seconds later, it finally dropped. She didn't even know. She was like, why is everyone so happy?
Well, it's really sweet when a 3-year-old drains a 20-footer. But the thing that I took away from it was, She barely touched it. And barely. It just scooted.
You don't even see her touching it. No. It just starts rolling just ever so slightly and then never stops until it goes in the hole.
You know, and again, not the world's biggest golfer, but it is on, I would say, we talk about bucket lists and stuff before. I would like to do it. I would like to find a way to go out and spend a few days out there at some point in my life. I think it'd be a very worthwhile trip, once in a lifetime. Would love to go out with my dad. Love to go out with you, Benny. We'd have a great time out there. I'd be calling
You'll need a member to take you. There's no.
No,
way
I mean to the tournament.
Oh, no.
To go to the
not
tournament.
To play.
No, I don't
want
to play.
Oh, yeah,
no.
As a patron.
You could offer me 18 holes and I would decline it. There's no way.
They do say, anyone who's been there said they treat everybody better than you'd be treated at any other sporting event. So if you're a patron, you get treated better than you're being a fan at anywhere else.
Yeah.
If you're a member of the media, you're treated better than anywhere else you'd ever be. If you're a caddy, you're treated better than anywhere else. And of course, if you're a player, the treatment is unbelievable how great it is for everybody at the Masters.
Do you submit a media credential every year? Do you try
to get one? I haven't
tried. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, it's on the other side of the country. So
what?
I don't feel like I deserve to be there. I'm not covering the tournament.
Covering it right as we speak.
I know, but I'm talking about it.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Covering it.
At some point, if I had a true reason to go cover it, I guess I should. I mean,
it's actually kind of dumb that you don't.
Yeah,
you know,
go there once at least.
Go there once to cover it.
I could go cover. They have 3 San Diego State golfers. Xander.
Right.
I'm gonna apply. I don't even want to go. I'm gonna apply just to show you that it's possible. And if I get it, you're gonna be.
I know.
So
I mentioned the story, but a kid who's currently on the team at San Diego State, Justin Hastings.
Yes, I saw that.
Won the Latin America Amateur. He's from the Cayman Islands, which has one golf course on the entire island. Grew up there.
I bet he's really good at that course.
He got a scholarship, played at San Diego State, won this Latin America Amateur, which comes with an invitation to the Master. So he's there, staying in the crow's nest with the other amateurs and having, I would assume, the experience of a lifetime.
My wife actually submits for the lottery every year. We never win it. I'm actually surprised that you haven't applied for a media credential. You're like, it's across the country. So what? You'd fly to cover the Master.
That's true.
You've gone across the country just to play golf.
That's true. You went across the country to a concert. You'll go across the country to go cover the Masters. It would be incredible.
All right, I'm going to apply next year.
All right, next year you have to apply.
Hey, can you do a walking video from the 14th green?
I will do.
He'll do all the
allowed.
Videos. That, oh, if yeah, allowed. Allowed. You're not actually allowed
to do.
It's funny.
What you're allowed to do.
We do. We tell these
property.
Stories every
can I get
year.
A live reaction video.
Actually, Adam, I can't. My cell phone is not allowed on the course. You can't
can you just find another area.
Yeah. Adam, I'm telling you, they're going to throw me in prison. They might give me the chair here if they catch me with my phone. I love these master stories that I've heard trickle down over the years. But so do you know this, Paul? You can go out, you can find a spot on the 14th green, and you have your chair with. And I think they have your name on it, and you just plop your chair there. No one can sit in it. Like you can,
no one touches it.
No one touches it. You can stake your claim.
That's even if you only come back for an hour during the day,
come back for 3 minutes. Your chair will be there and empty. They do things, you know, this strange way. My dad tells the story. Used to play with a couple of guys on the tour, had heard these stories, trickled down, you know, over the years. But it's very difficult to get an invite to join. You know, if I want to join La Costa, right, I go in and I sit down in the membership office and they say, hey, you stroke us a check for 50 grand and you're in and here's your, that's the locker room and welcome to the club, right? For most places around here. Augusta, you have to be asked and invited. And it's a big process. There's vetting. There's all kinds of things that go down. And apparently there was this kind of young upstart physician that lived in Augusta, Georgia. And he was kind of the new guy on the scene. And then, we like this guy. Let's start vetting him. So they vet him.
Probably was the doctor for a lot of the members.
Yeah, exactly. I like this sharp young guy.
And he's like, okay, this guy.
He's one of us.
Meets our membership criteria.
So they sit him down. They vet him the whole bit. And they said, well, best day of your life, kid. You're now a member at Augusta. And he said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. So he strokes the check, and he's in. And they give him his locker and his jacket and everything else. And so they started noticing that dude would show up to the course every single day. And he was always there. And, I mean, he was a doctor, but, like, when his shift was over.
As many golf members do at their home courses.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you practice, where you play. Yep. You want to work on your game, you go, and you play at your course.
But he was there every day. He was hanging out, and he was chipping and putting and hitting off the range and playing and doing everything that a guy does that's just joined the best country club in the world. And, in fact, he was there so much that they had to call him into the principal's office and say, hey, bud, welcome again, but you need to be here less. And he's like, well, I don't understand. I'm a member here. Yeah, but you're here too much.
Uncouth.
We're kind of tired of seeing your face here.
Part of the membership privileges is that
you can't come.
You're only going to come play a couple times a year. It's not an everyday sort of course.
We don't want you here every day. But I'm literally a member. I literally pay membership dues. No. Yeah, but you can't be here every day. So make yourself scarce.
We don't want to see you for a while.
Is there anything worse than living in Augusta, practicing in Augusta, belonging to Augusta, and you can't go
and
to Augusta?
You still have to go to the Muni to,
to play with your buddy. You know your buddies are wearing you out to go play.
I'm play.
No, I can't.
I'm
not even allowed to go there.
It's my own course.
But you're a member. But I can't. They don't.
They're going to kill me.
They will kill
up.
Me. I've shown my face too much. Just a crazy, crazy place. Yeah. And that, I think they have 300 members. And they say that, you know, some of the biggest, they like Warren Buffett's a member. They play once a year.
Yeah.
Once.
And yeah, the 300 members, there may be only four foursomes that go out all day on a day that's not around the tournament. And it's like,
can
and they're
imagine?
Closed, by the way. As soon as the Masters is over, they are closed for the entire summer.
Correct.
For, you know, just to keep the course in shape. They don't want to play it during the heat. So it won't open again until the fall for members.
Insane. It's absolutely. In the summer, you can't go play
golf.
Can't
go play golf
at Augusta.
Can't go play golf at all.
That you're a member of. Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah. It's a different world.
No, it's stupid. Yeah, it's a different KG world. Says that sounds really stupid, honestly. It does. It absolutely does. And, you know, I join a club. I'm going to be there every day.
I'm sure all 300 members are also members at other clubs that they don't mind seeing them a little
more. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll get into the story of yesterday's baseball diamond results next year with Ben Woods and 97.3 The Fan. The Dodgers were dangerously close to getting swept by the Washington Nationals yesterday in D.C. Had to rally with a couple of runs in the seventh inning, including an Andy Páez home run and a Teoscar.
Should have never opened my mouth.
I know you did. You kind
he's
of
hit like two home runs since. He made a great catch.
And they beat the Nationals 6-5 to salvage the finale of that three-game series, becoming the second team in baseball to get to 10 wins after the Padres in one extra game.
Yeah.
And later in the day.
That's so right.
Doesn't really, not that impressive, actually.
Hang the banner.
The Giants also had a big win at home. A splashdown extra inning home run by Mike Yastrzemski in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-6 in that series. And they actually completed their season series. They salvaged the last game after losing the first two, finished 3-3 against the Reds in their entire season series yesterday.
It's funny. It's definitely too early to look at the standings as much as I have been every
single day. It's fun to look at the standings when your team's on top. I mean, when your team's in third or fourth, you can go weeks at this point of the season without looking at the standings because it doesn't matter. It's early.
Absolutely,
when your team's on top, it's fun.
I absolutely do the bit, too. Like, the Padres game ended yesterday. I clicked on my MLB app and said, oh,
the standings.
I said, oh, Dodgers are playing right now. Let's see how this ends. And they had the Nationals had runners at second and third, and noted new Dodger killer James Wood at the plate. Blake Treinen did get him to roll over to second base, and Dodgers were able to salvage that win. Kike Hernandez made an absolutely fantastic play at first base, but they were able to scratch one out against the Washington Nationals. So if you're the Nationals, you got to feel pretty good taking two or three from the Dodgers. I know you were facing some of their lower tier pitchers, right? You ran into Wisniewski and
Knack
yesterday. I don't know who threw the first game, but they took two or three from the Dodgers. That's something to build on.
Diamondbacks came back to take two or three from the Orioles, winning yesterday's rubber game 9-0 behind Brandon Fott's six shutout innings and plenty of offense. Corbin Carroll has been having a really nice start to the season. Hit his fifth home run.
Wow.
His OPS is now, quick math, 1164 to start the year. So Corbin Carroll is red hot. Josh Naylor is also getting off to a decent start, hitting 340. With a home run yesterday. So the Diamondbacks heating up a little bit after a bit of a slower start. They're above 500 at 7-6. And we mentioned the Rockies, who are coming to town. They have one more against the Brewers today, but they got bodied 17-2 yesterday at home to drop to an MLB worst 2-9 on the season. Same record as the Braves, actually, 2-9, who lost to the Phillies 4-3 in a close one. But the Trey Turner had a ninth inning home run to put them ahead, and they ended up winning on the road 4-3.
Yep. Saw most of that yesterday. Saw a terrible collision at home. Did you see the collision at home plate?
I did not.
Pirates. It was a pop fly in the infield, and the catcher goes up to get it, and the first baseman comes crashing in, and there's a runner on third, and the catcher, and it was Joey Bart and somebody else, the first baseman for the Pirates, ran in, and they collided.
Trucked him.
The same team. Right?
Yep.
The ball squirts out. The pitcher has the wherewithal to pick the ball up and run and tag the guy that was trying to score from third, but that one guy looked like he was knocked out completely.
Not even the worst thing I saw. Did you see how the White Sox lost yesterday?
Oh, dude. Did you see this, God. Benny? Oh, man. When it rains, it pours for the Chicago White Sox. They got the tying run
on
second base. They get a knock. Mike Tauchman is tearing ass around.
Oh,
he's about to score the tying run. Hits third base, tweaks something, and hits the deck.
Bottom of the ninth. I didn't see that one then.
Yeah.
As he was rounding third, he came up and just started hobbling and kind of like just gingerly walked towards the plate, and the catcher was just waiting with the ball. Absolutely would have scored. He was recovering from a hamstring injury, and it flared up on him as he was rounding third.
What was the game where the two guys collided trying to catch a pop-up on the third baseline in front of home plate? Did you see this one? And the runner was going to score, but he had to go around both of them, and then the catcher picked it up and tagged him before he got to home plate.
That wasn't even the worst thing I saw yesterday. Did you see how the White Sox game ended?
I thought was that the same one? Oh, I thought you said that Mike Tauchman got hurt going around third. No, that's not what I saw. I was listening. I thought you were describing something else, so... I didn't realize because I didn't see the highlight with any sound. I didn't see the highlight with any sound. I didn't think Mike Tauchman got hurt on that play. I thought he just was obstructed by the runners at home. I didn't know the story.
Those are two different games.
I am so confused now.
We talked about the collision for like three minutes.
You said rounding third. He got
that was
hurt.
A different game.
I told two stories.
I'm lost now. I'm lost.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm just confused now. Can you explain it to me during the break? Because I am totally.
We talked about that game for like
lost.
3 minutes, and then we moved on to a different game, and then you go, "Hey, by the way, did you see what happened?"
No, I didn't know what game I was watching. I saw the highlight. I had no idea what game it was.
All right, we gotta go to break.
I'm lost. Really? We'll be back.